101.5. Here's Holly with what's trending in Tampa Bay.
Oh, do we have a Tampa Bay train wreck for you?
Yes, give it to me.
I feel like Tampa, hashtag, you know, you've got Florida man and Florida woman. And as far as Tampa Bay train wrecks, I feel like we need to give an honorable mention to the yoga pants who hide things for these hashtag Florida women.
Yes.
All right. Last week, we heard of a woman who was trying to shoplift a sub sandwich and a Lunchable in her yoga pants. Well, she was bested by a woman smuggling something else in her yoga pants. I guess she was in the passenger seat of a pickup truck that blew through a stop sign at like 3 a.m. this past weekend. And so, you know, police pulled them over because they blew through a stop sign, and they said they'd been like looking for lizards or something under the bridge. And he's like, "Well, can we just see in your bags, make sure you don't have anything, you know, in there?" So they did look in their bags, and they found some turtles, 41 turtles in a bag that were endangered. And so they're like, "All right, come out of the car. Do you have anything else?" That's when this woman took something out of the front of her yoga pants.
Ryan, what did she take out of her yoga pants?
Something very Florida, and it either has to be like a snake or like a spider.
Ooh.
You know, like people like to clap those here.
Oh, Lord.
Scott, what did she take out of her pants?
I don't even feel comfortable saying this, but it had to be like a fish. I'm sorry.
I knew today was going to be a weird day. I knew it.
How did we?
I knew it. I knew today was going to be weird.
We went to school for this. All right, Miguel, what's your name?
Oh, God. I'm going to say she had a squirrel in her pants. Were any of us right, Holly?
No. she pulled a baby alligator out of her pants.
Wait a minute.
Wait.
How is that safe?
I don't think it is. I don't think it is. So she had this baby alligator and plopped it right down on the bed of the truck and was like, I can't even imagine the people who pulled her over and they're like, all right, we found 41 turtles in your bag. You can't have these. You got anything else on you? And I feel like at that point she was like, dang it.
You got me.
Yeah, here.
What are you going to do with the alligator? Just raise it.
I get it. Maybe you're probably selling it.
It's going to do tricks.
You're probably selling it on the black alligator market.
But I mean, what drugs do you have to be on to be like, oh gosh, the cops are pulling us over. Where can we put this baby gator? In the glove box? No. Down my pants.
Maybe she already had it down her pants. I don't know.
Is that a?
No.
Never mind.
No.
Nope.
I don't know.
All right, somebody Google it. See if this is a thing.
I'm not Googling that.
Nobody has gators down their pants. It's not a thing.
Holly, you literally just read a story about a woman with a gator in her pants. Clearly, somebody has done this before.
No. I mean, it's not a thing to commonly walk around with gators in your pants. I mean, it might be in Florida. I'm from Ohio. I don't know.
877-999-1015. And I can't believe I'm actually asking this on the radio in Tampa Bay, Florida. Have you ever seen someone walk around with a gator in their pants? I'm done. I always knew there would come a moment when I would say it's time for me to leave the radio industry. And I think this is it.
What did you walk around with in your pants?
I think that's more applicable. What live animal was in your pants?
And why?
I just feel like I'm so tickled by this entire thing that I'm crying. I don't even know why I have all the emotions right now, but I'm... All right, let's move on.
Please.
So, USF getting a little bit of a switch up. Remember when they decided to switch over to the new bull logo for the academic side? And everyone's like, well, that looks like Merrill Lynch.
Yes.
And then the cacophony got louder and louder, and everyone's like, I don't like it. Well, now USF is switching it back. They're throwing the new one out.
Wait.
And they're bringing back the new one.
Because didn't they spend a lot of money on this whole process now? Because, Scott, you obviously just graduated from USF last week. What is the mood on campus? Are people really mad about this whole situation?
They were mad when they switched it to the new logo, but now everyone is like ecstatic about, we have the old logo back. Like literally every Insta story I see is like, bah, new logo, back with the old. It's a great time to be on campus.
It also is a great time to spend $1 million to fix it.
Yeah, well.
Wait, okay. So that's my question is how much money?
$1 million.
Oh, yeah, to switch it over. Yeah. But now we're switching it back to the old.
Wait,
what job was that?
Marketing department. Because, like, some of the new buildings you all have Don't they have the new logo, the big signage?
There's signs everywhere. They did some changes inside buildings, but I guess you just throw it out now?
Yeah. I feel like that might go for money at some point. Maybe you
give
keep
it to Merrill Lynch.
That's what's trending in Tampa Bay with Miguel and Holly.
Ryan wins the day. Yep. Joke of the day. All right, it is 7:37. Don't forget, we've got $1,000 coming up at 8 a.m. for you to win. But before that, we got to get to Blown Off. Now, Mar was so into Dante after their first date that she actually invited him back to her house. Well, apparently she moved a little too quickly because he hasn't returned any of her phone calls.
Uh-oh.
We got to find out exactly what happened, and we'll do it at 7:45 with Blown Off. Right now, it's Ariana Grande, Breathin'.